the Word of God. It's quick, it's powerful, it's sharper than any two-edged sword. Okay, this is the challenge.
The challenge.
It's to memorize scripture so that we as believers in Jesus Christ, we're equipped with the weapon of the word to stand our ground in the very moment that we need it. It's like a hammer that breaks into pieces even the most stubborn rock of resistance.
And sometimes I feel like, man, there's things that I'm going through that might take a lifetime, but I have to have faith.
Listen. Talk about it.
Every Monday and Tuesday, 9:30 a.m. on Being Real with Owen Farley. You are being challenged to change here on Impact 103. Rise to the challenge.
Welcome again to Challenge for Change. This time always motivates me. I'm sitting in here in the studio with Stephen again, and we've been talking even now before the challenge. It's just like, as soon as you get with people and talk about the Word of God and testify and
it build it, ignites you.
I'm telling you, like, what the heck? You just like feel like, God, thank you so much for your Word.
Yeah.
Because without it, we would literally be in this place of just disaster.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And that's actually what the gospel does naturally. It ignites you once again. And it's like, you know, when you hear what Jesus has done for you, when you hear what you have available to you, when you hear of the power that you have and the authority that you have and this freedom that you have in God, you can't help but be excited by it, bro.
Exactly. Like, exactly. Yeah. Okay, so take a look at those scriptures that we've been learning. Okay, James 4:6, Romans 5:17, and Romans 6:6. Okay. Mm. Tell me, what has been standing out to you in these scriptures so far?
I would say still Romans 6:6. We know that our old unrenewed self was nailed to the cross with him in order that our body of sin might be made ineffective and inactive for evil, that we might no longer be the slaves of sin.
Dude. For me, this scripture is like so potent because it's like a button that was like disengaged.
Yeah.
You know, like you can click buttons here on the controller and it does certain things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like the button that was in our bodies for sin. I mean, read this again, right? Sin, okay, so that the body, which was an instrument for sin, sin used the body as an instrument to do wicked things, right?
Yeah.
But now it has been made inactive.
Sure. Ineffective.
It's like the button got turned off.
Sure.
I love that.
The light's been turned off, bro.
Yeah, it's like, even if Satan like pushes the button,
yeah,
you have a choice now to say, wait, I can choose actually not to be affected by him pushing the button. And I guess it comes down honestly to our choice. You know, what are we choosing? Are we allowing the enemy to push the button and we respond?
Exactly.
Or are we saying, no, I believe what the Bible says, that I'm inactive to it.
Yes. And that's exactly what we were talking about before we came on, is that we have the ability and we have actually the responsibility to choose every single day to follow God's word.
Yes.
And one thing that the Bible says is that we need to be renewed. Our minds need to be renewed when we come back to him. That we're no longer the old people that we were. Now, living in God's way, living in God's word, we have to renew our minds. And that's another reason why, like, whenever we do Challenge for Change or whenever we do a declaration of scripture, I always ask myself, there was a book by Simon Sinek called Start With Why.
Okay.
And it mentions that most people know what they do. Some people know how they do it, but the fewest people know why they do what they do. It's like sometimes you carry on a habit from generation to generation and you don't know why you're doing it. Like, some people cook a steak a certain way because, you know, I heard the story that someone was, you know, their steak was too big for two grandmothers away's oven. Oh, and she used to cut the ends of the steak off to be able to fit it inside the oven. Now, 2 years, like two generations down the line, obviously with new technology, obviously bigger ovens and stuff like that, they still cut the sides of the steak and put it into the oven.
They do it the same way.
They do it the same way and they don't know why. But now we need to know why we do what we do. It's to be able to change our minds and make a decision every single day to know who we are, know what we have access to, and remind ourselves that we are no longer our old selves, which is why Romans 6:6 is such a big impact for me, because we're no longer who we were. We're no longer the people who do sin naturally.
Yes.
Like, we are not naturally we, in our flesh, we naturally sin.
Yeah.
But in Jesus, in Christ, who he's made us, that is not naturally sinful.
I get you.
In Jesus, we are like the perfection of God.
You know, in this Romans 5:17, where it says, those that receive God's overflowing grace and unmerited favor and the free gift of righteousness reign as kings. That word reign has been like on my heart, like as I've been going through these scriptures throughout these weeks. It's like we have an opportunity to reign as king. And another word that comes to my mind is take dominion, you know?
Sure.
So it's like, I woke up the one morning. I love this because, you know, like sometimes you wake up in the morning and it's like the stillness and the quiet, and all of a sudden you hear the Holy Spirit just whisper to you, but you can hear it so audibly because you're quiet and you're still, you know? So the Holy Spirit said to me, it was just so awesome. He said, God is your contingency plan.
Contingency.
Yeah. It's like if something goes wrong, God is like my number one, you know?
He's the fullback. He's the fullback.
It's like I don't have plan B. And I think that is such an awesome way to live, to know that God's got me. There's no doubt in it. There's no like, plan A is going to fail.
100%.
Plan A will always, always
work.
Always work.
Man.
Because he's God. And if God is for us, who can be against us? And it makes me think, it's specifically what you were saying about sin right now, okay? And it's like, wait, I'm actually, if God is unbeatable and he's my contingency plan, and I'm inactive to sin, I'm unbeatable.
100%.
I'm actually unbeatable. When I face a situation, I have to come there and with this mindset of, I am unbeatable.
Hundreds.
I cannot be touched.
And that's what the continual, this delving into God's word, reminding yourself, repeating this to yourself, lets you know that that is who you are. Mm. That is, you are the victor. You are not the victim in your circumstance. You are not under the circumstances in any single way. When you come to a situation, or when you come to, as it says in James 4:6, when you meet these evil tendencies, when you meet these situations in life or things that you think that you're not capable of, you are not that old person anymore.
Come on.
You're not that person that can't handle it.
That can't
do certain things. That's now bound to what you were before or what your previous generations were. You are not that person anymore.
Yes.
You are God's child.
Man.
And you are the one with power and authority and ability. That's who you are.
Look at what love does for us, man.
Bro.
Look at what love does actually to be able to take us out of this and set us at a place where we can reign, be unbeatable, be completely untouched by the enemy. But the fact is, do we believe that what Jesus did on the cross actually applies to our lives? And if we're doubting it, throw that off. Just throw it off. Decide differently. It's like, no, I'm choosing to believe the word. I believe he's going to do what he said. Like yesterday, for example, here in studio with Anne, right? Okay, so for those of you that don't know, Anne had a broken toe and we got down, prayed for her, and God completely took away the pain in her foot.
Come on.
Like right there, right then. And it's like, we can live like this. We don't have to keep on holding on to the pain and saying, I'm defined by this.
Yeah.
No, we can step above. We can be unbeatable. And I think this song, Risen King, hopefully he's going to nail it home that God is really risen. He's alive.
Amen.
He's done it. You know, he's taken death. He's taken the keys of death and Hades. And now we can live as resurrected just like in him. So God bless you. And thank you for tuning in for Challenge for Change.